Dobbs not only finds a way to level the playing field, he establishes ground rules for a whole new game.
He said, I want all of you to sell all of your songs for the same price, $1. And they said, what? We can't do that. Some songs are worth more than others. And he said, it's too complicated. They have to be worth $1 each. And finally, the half dozen record companies, he basically got them all to agree. Never been done before in the history of the world. But he did it.
The iTunes Music Store is what we're going to call this. Why do we call
it? In April 2003, Apple launches the iTunes Store, an intuitive online mecca for music.
The landscape of the music industry just completely changed and was, you know, stable again. It's like you knew that there was a source of revenue from the sharing of your music all of a sudden. That was beautiful. That was great for us.
No longer required to buy full albums, fans cherry-pick their favorite songs, create playlists, and start to shuffle.
Suddenly you're just discovering these gems, you're finding new songs, and I really believe that this generation that grew up in the age of playlists, that grew up in the age of shuffle, has broader tastes in music because of it.
While Apple is flying high on the success of iTunes, the rhythm of Jobs' own life is interrupted. In July 2004, he undergoes surgery to remove a malignant tumor in his pancreas.
If anything, I think it helped to accelerate his timetable, realizing that he had a finite number of days on the earth.